Welcome to the podcast about investing in startups, where existing investors can learn how to get the best deal possible, and those that have never before invested in startups can learn the keys to success from the venture experts. Your host is Nick Moran, and this is The Full Ratchet.
Welcome to another special release of Investor Stories. On this installment, the experts discuss a startup that they did not invest in, why they passed, and if there was a key learning that now informs their approach. Here is the segment called Why I Passed. So for this installment of Why I Passed, we are speaking with Troy Hennikoff. Troy, can you tell us a story about a startup that you chose not to invest in, why it was that you passed, and if there was a key learning that now informs your approach?
Yeah, so I've got a great example. So 2011, we had hundreds of applications and read through them and called our interviews in and announced our class. And right after we announced our class, I got an email from someone who said, hey, I applied, didn't get in, but I was wondering if you had 20 minutes and would meet with me anyway. And I said, sure. About building community, I always meet with these folks. Guy's name was Jeff. So I meet with Jeff and he starts telling me what he's doing. And it's sounding amazing. He has a product in ed tech where he's getting students to answer questions online and his traction is phenomenal. At the time, I want to say he had a couple hundred thousand students a month coming to his site.
Wow.
And the site is called No Red Ink. And so I said, wait a minute, why didn't we interview you? This sounds great. And so I immediately go to my computer and look up his application. Turns out that in the application, he's a single founder. Reason number one, we wouldn't consider him. He has no technical experience or technical co-founder. Reason number two, we wouldn't interview him. He's a Chicago Public School teacher, never built a startup, never been an entrepreneur. He had no traction listed at all. It was just an idea. By what was on paper, or online in this case, there was no reason we would have interviewed him. When I met him in person, unfortunately, after the application process was done, I was enthralled. And so enthralled, I actually made a personal investment.
Wow.
My angel backed him. But today, I don't know what the public numbers are now, but he ended up going to an education accelerator on the West Coast. He's based in Silicon Valley, has millions and millions of students every month going on and answering questions about grammar. He's backed by Google Ventures. It's a phenomenal do well while doing good kind of story. And we missed it. And it's kind of bittersweet because I feel like we missed it but none of it was in the application. There wasn't anything to miss, but we really missed a good opportunity. And he's a great guy and it's a great company, and I wish them a ton of success.
So for this special segment, we are talking with Jerry Newman. Jerry, can you tell us a story about a startup that you chose not to invest in, why it was that you passed, and if there was a key learning that now informs your approach?
I choose not to invest in most of the startups I see. I think like most investors. And it's, I really look for companies that fit the sector that I know best, right? So where I know the customers, where I understand where the company fits into the ecosystem. I think companies where I don't really understand the customer and what will get them to get their checkbook out, I just don't invest in.
Today we are speaking with Rob Goh of Next View Ventures. Rob, can you tell us a story about a startup that you chose not to invest in, why it was that you passed, and if there was a key learning that now informs your approach?
Yeah, so there is a company here in Boston called Crashlytics that was led by two terrific guys, Jeff Seibert and Wayne Chang, and we ultimately didn't pursue an investment in that company, largely because we had a hard time figuring out, what was the sort of big, sustainable, enduring business that was going to emerge out of what started out as a developer tools company focused on crash reporting. And, there was a story around how getting embedded into the developer ecosystem was going to pave the way for other opportunities down the road. But VCs like calling those things bank shots or two-step deals and are often reticent to invest in those companies. Ultimately, Flybridge and Baseline did invest in that company, and it was ultimately acquired by Twitter for a very nice number and a great IRR for sure. And part of my learning there is twofold. I'd say generally when I've made an investment decision that I've regretted, it's because I either underestimated the team or not underestimated the team, but sort of forgot the power law nature of great teams, right? Like the great, great teams are not 50% better, they're 5 to 10 times better at certain attributes. And, you know, I would say that this was a team that was technically excellent. And from a distribution standpoint, the ability to build, you know, raving fans within their ecosystem was probably 10 times better than most teams out there and proved it, right? And so that was, a learning there. And it's a constant learning, right? Is the extent to which there is a power law distribution to the quality of great, great founders.
Are there certain characteristics in that team that you look for?
Yes. So I'd characterize it as an insane level of focus on excellence around distribution. And everyone kind of says that, and every founder talks about being distribution focused, but not like these guys.
Yeah, one of the best tips I've gotten from fellow investors that have had success is don't just look for passion, look for obsession.
But, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's a good descriptor.
That will wrap up this installment of Investor Stories. Head over to thefullratchet.net to leave a comment, sign up for the newsletter, or find resources discussed on any of the episodes. Until next time, remember to overprepare, choose carefully, and invest confidently. Thanks for listening.